Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, if you've been waiting for Her Majesty to respond to the Oprah interview, the Mirror's royal editor, Russell Myers, said the Queen told her advisers to hold off before releasing a statement in response to the claims made by Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Myers said, "My understanding is there was one or more statements prepared by Buckingham Palace, but the Queen told her aides to hold off. She needs to have a measured response to this." The Mirror reports that palace staffers watched the interview live at 1 a.m. so they would be prepared to brief the Queen in the morning. When the broadcast ended at 3 a.m., staffers worked to prepare briefings for the Queen, Charles, and William. The Queen's private secretary, Sir Edward Young, had the unfortunate task of telling Her Majesty what her grandson and his wife had said. On Tuesday, your wait ended. The palace did respond via a short statement. The full statement reads, "The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved family members." Meanwhile, Oprah told Gayle King that, "Harry had told me off camera that the skin color conversations did not happen with his grandmother or grandfather," which led Piers Morgan to comment, "Well, if she knows who it was, at Oprah should tell us. Otherwise, all the other royals get viewed with the same racist suspicion." And as the Fleet Street Fox put it in the Mirror, "The most important part of any interview is what they don't tell you." The Fox writes, "When Prince Charles spoke to Jonathan Dimbleby and confessed adultery after his marriage breakdown, he didn't say who broke it. When Princess Diana spoke to Martin Bashir, she suggested the Crown skip her ex because he didn't have the character for it, but she didn't say what his character was. And when Prince Andrew spoke to Emily Maitlis, he said he didn't recall sleeping with an underage girl, but didn't say why he couldn't be certain. Last night, when the Duchess of Sussex spoke to Oprah Winfrey, she refused to reveal who had wanted to know how her brown baby would be. And that, dear reader, is the bomb beneath the British throne." The Fox suggests a few familiar names within the family, but throws out there that none of them would have been involved in the discussion about titles and police protection. That is handled by a handful of royals and senior staff, those closest to the throne. So it's someone more powerful than Harry and closer to the throne than him. Someone concerned about limiting the number of people who get police protection and the future costs and size of the royal family. It is someone who feels their own position could be weakened in some way by a prince who looks a bit brown. And the Fox leaves this concluding thought, "And what didn't Meghan say in that interview which said so much? She praised the Queen, she forgave Kate, but she didn't mention William once." The Mirror reports Buckingham Palace is facing calls to investigate any racism. Shadow Education Secretary Kate Green told Sky News, "And if there are allegations of racism, then I would expect them to be treated by the palace with the utmost seriousness and fully investigated." The Children's Minister Vicky Ford told BBC Breakfast there is no place for racism in our society after she was asked about the claims. And Labour MP Nadia Whitcomb tweeted, "When Meghan Markle was accused of bullying, Buckingham Palace immediately announced an investigation. Now that Meghan has revealed comments about her child's skin colour, will they investigate racism in the palace? I won't be holding my breath." Asked if the palace should respond to the claims, Ms. Green told Sky News, "I'm sure the palace will be thinking very carefully about that, and I certainly think people will be wondering what is going to be said. There is never any excuse in any circumstances for racism, and I think it is important that action is taken to investigate what are really shocking allegations." Prince Charles made his first appearance since the Oprah interview. Reporters asked Charles for a reaction. He declined to comment and walked by reporters with a chuckle. Speaking to a healthcare worker originally from Nigeria, Charles said, "Yes, I've been there, and lots of different ethnic groups," as he asked her to pass on his kind regards to the people of the former British colony. Meghan's father, Thomas Markle, was on Good Morning Britain and told Piers Morgan, "We all make mistakes, but I've never played naked pool and I've never dressed up like Hitler," which seems like a random thing to say, and in a normal week would be our lead story and a catchy headline. This week, it's fourth item on the third day of a forest fire. Thomas was discussing regretting taking part in a posed paparazzi photo in 2018. "Nobody was there to take care for us, nobody looked after us, nobody helped us. Then I saw a headline saying they recommended to Harry and Meghan that someone come and help me. Someone come and take care of me and Meghan, and Harry denied that and said, 'No, don't do it.' So I was left out to dry." But the Paul and Hitler comments were also a dig at his son-in-law, Harry, who was photographed at Highgrove House at a colonial and native-themed costume party back in 2005, wearing a Nazi German Africa Corps uniform with a swastika armband. Thomas said, "Bottom line is I've never heard back from Harry and Meghan in any way, shape, or form. Basically, what I do, because I don't hear from them, I do a story with the press. If I don't hear from them in 30 days, I'll do another one. I would love to hear from them. When they decide to talk to me, I'll stop talking to the press. I've been pushed around and knocked down for one thing I did, for one big mistake I made, and I've apologized for it as many times as I possibly can," he added. As he shared his desire to reconcile, he continued, "I'm available anytime we can get together. I'd love to get together. I'd certainly like to see my grandson." OprahMag.com shared another clip from the Oprah special. Meghan Markle speaking to Oprah Winfrey in a special that aired in primetime on CBS, in which she revealed the inner workings of the royal family, discussed the importance of privacy. "I think everyone has a basic right to privacy. Basic. We're not talking about anything that anybody else wouldn't expect. If you're at work and you have a photograph of your child on your desk and your coworker says, 'Oh my gosh, your kid's so cute, that's fantastic. Can I see your phone so I can see all the pictures of your child?' You go, 'No, this is the picture I'm comfortable sharing with you.' And then if they double down and say, 'No, but you already showed me that one, so you have to show me everything. You know what? I'm just going to hire someone to sit in front of your house or hide in the bushes and take pictures into your backyard because you've lost your right to privacy, because you've shared one image with me.' There's no one who's on Instagram or social media that would say, 'Because I shared this one picture that entitles you to have my entire camera roll. Go ahead and look through it.' No one would want that. So it's about boundaries and it's about respect." Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Piers Morgan, writing for the Daily Mail, in the middle of a pandemic that has already taken over 2.5 million lives, a staggeringly rich and entitled couple living in an $11 million sun-kissed California mansion wanted us all to know that they are the real victims around here. Here we had the Duke and Duchess of Privacy flinging out filthy family laundry for the delectation of tens of millions of people all over the world, whilst simultaneously bleating about press intrusion. Meghan even compared her former life living in a palace to the crippling freedom-robbing existence of coronavirus lockdowns, which must have sounded so empathetic to large families living at the top of the tower blocks with three kids they're trying to homeschool and no job to pay for food. "I couldn't even meet my friends for lunch," wailed the Duchess of Delusion, who flew to New York for a $500,000 baby shower with all the newfound celebrity pals and flew back to London like any good eco-warrior on George Clooney's carbon footprint-guzzling private jet. But amid all the relatively trivial gossipy stuff, emerged some incredibly damaging bombshells deliberately detonated to do maximum damage to the British royal family and the monarchy. The fact Harry so willingly taken part in such a despicable public attack on the royal family, his family, and the monarchy is utterly shameful, and to have caused so much extra hurt to his 94-year-old grandmother, the Queen, at a time when her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, lies seriously ill in hospital, is just appalling. Harry gleefully joined in the Sopranos-style whacking too, revealing incredibly intimate secrets about his father, Prince Charles, of the type that he would scream in fury over if they'd been revealed by the tabloid press. He claimed Charles stopped taking his calls last January after he and Meghan quit their country and the royal family and cut off his massive financial allowance too. And Harry's still furious with his dad, apparently, for letting him down. Piers Morgan continued, Nothing that Meghan Markle said in this interview surprised me. From the moment Oprah announced her scoop, I predicted to anyone who asked me that Meghan would aggressively play the mental health and race cards to deflect from any criticism of herself and her own behavior of accountability. I also cynically suspect it's the reason why she chose to do such a sensational interview when she's 5 months pregnant. Why would any woman do that after suffering a miscarriage last year? Knowing the obvious controversy, media attention, and stress it would provoke? The answer, I fear, is that she thought the pregnancy would afford her another layer of protection against the inevitable furor and criticism that would result from her trashing the royal family. Having had personal experience on a very small scale of Meghan Markle's ruthlessness when dispensing of anyone in her life that ceased to be of use to her, it was no great shock to see her lighting a gigantic bonfire that will surely cause irreparable damage to her husband's family. After all, she's torched all her own family along with her ex-husband and most of her old friends. This was the acting performance of her life, with every word, every facial expression carefully planned and choreographed. In fact, if it's not too late, someone should nominate it for the Oscars. As of this recording, there's breaking news that Piers Morgan is to leave Good Morning Britain, ITV has announced. On their official Twitter statement, following discussions with ITV, Piers Morgan has decided now is the time to leave Good Morning Britain. ITV has accepted this decision and has nothing further to add. We'll have more on this tomorrow. And now for something completely different. The American late night shows weighed in with some jokes. Jimmy Kimmel said, "You know, things are bad at Buckingham Palace if they came to America to get away from racism." And also from Kimmel, Meghan said that at one point things got so bad she went to HR at Buckingham Palace for help and they refused to help. It's funny that the Royal Palace has HR and it's just as unhelpful as the HR every place else. Hold up, you're saying Buckingham Palace has HR? How long has that been around? Because you would think someone in human resources might have stepped in to tell Henry VIII that chopping off your wife's head could be interpreted as a hostile work environment. And also, it's never good when the British ruling class thinks someone is too dark. They steal their land and they make them play cricket. If you enjoy late night jokes, be sure to check out a podcast called Daily Comedy News, which kicks off every episode with a rundown of the late night monologues. Daily Comedy News is hosted by this podcast writer, John McDermott. And my thanks to him, I'm Mark Francis. If you're new to Palace Intrigue, please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.